Obgonas. With a big match against Liverpool on the horizon, Mikel Arteta has got a few injury headaches to deal with. There's a mix of good news and worries as we get ready for this clash taking place this Sunday. Bukayo Saka is back in training, you know. Yes, so after that injury he picked up during international duty, it's great to see him on the pitch again. But Arteta has mentioned that Saka still needs to show his fit for a full match. So we're all probably going to be wondering if he'll make it to the starting 11 or not. And we'll just, you know, have to keep paying attention. Then there's the situation with our defense. William Saliba is out due to suspension, which puts even more pressure on the team. He's been a rock in our defense. And without him, Arteta has got a tough job ahead, figuring out how to patch things up. We're also missing out other key players like Martin Odegaard, Takehiro Tomiyasu, and Kieran Tierney. Yes, Tierney is still part of this team. He is. We're in a tough spot for sure, but things may happen. Now, there's some cautious optimism around players like Ricardo Calafiori and Jurrien Timber, but Arteta hasn't given us clear answers on their fitness just yet. We managed to deal with injuries so far, but let's be honest, facing a Liverpool side that's flying high right now is going to be a real test. A loss here could set us back in the title race, so Arteta must come up with a solid game plan. In his press conference, he emphasized that we need to adopt a ruthless mentality. With Liverpool gunning for dominance in the league, that mindset is going to be key. This match will challenge our squad depth and our ability to handle pressure, which is what makes or breaks a season. Speaking of pressure, let's talk about Gabriel Jesus, who has been struggling a bit lately. Despite his stellar first season with us, he hasn't really found his groove this time round. With no goals or assists in his last 10 appearances, he's had a chance to shine in the Champions League against Shakhtar Donetsk, but missed a few crucial opportunities. I remember all the curses that were trailing on X, formerly known as Twitter. Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer have both pointed out that Jesus needs to step up and make the most of the chances he gets. Arteta has echoed that sentiment, saying Jesus needs to find his rhythm, especially with Saka's fitness still in question. The upcoming games are vital for Jesus to regain that confidence and nail down his place in the lineup. Time will tell whether he'll adapt to or fade. Now let's talk about Martin Odegaard. His potential return could be a massive boost for the team. Since going down with that ankle injury during international duty, we have felt his absence immensely. Although we've managed to string together some wins, we've missed that creativity Odegaard brings to the table. Norway's manager has said he's close to training again, and even if he doesn't play right away, getting him back in shape before the November international break could really help us regain that attacking fluidity. And what about predictions for the big match? Paul Merson thinks we can snag at least a point against Liverpool, even with our injury challenges. He sees this match as a must-not-lose for our title hopes, predicting a 1-1 draw. Liverpool has been strong, but Merson believes our fighting spirit can see us through, even if we're missing some big names. On the flip side, Gary Neville has a more optimistic view. Gary, thinking Arsenal could pull off a big win and make a statement against Liverpool. As match day approaches, everyone's waiting to see how both teams will line up and perform. And before we wrap up, let's take a moment to reflect on Arsene Wenger's recent comments about Harry Kane. He made a sly remark and told to compare Kane to Kai Havertz, emphasizing that while Kane is a fantastic scorer, his loyalty to Tottenham didn't bring him the silverware he might have hoped for. For Arsenal fans, that is a reminder that being loyal doesn't always mean success, and it's trophies that ultimately define a player's legacy. But who knows? He might have a good time at Bayern eventually. As for Kai Havertz, guy, we better win something this season. as we get up for this critical match against Liverpool on Sunday, let's keep our fingers crossed for Saka's fitness and hope Arteta can work his magic with the squad. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!